This is JIS News. Coming up, Bank of Jamaica says national debt exchange payout to stimulate economic activity. UTEC partners with Sutherland Global for student training and job placement. And PIOJ reports growth in GDP. Details after the break.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them an energy saving champion.
And if all we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy. Now the news. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting a 1.5% growth in the gross domestic product GDP for the July to September 2015 quarter as compared to the same quarter last year. Director General of the PIOJ, Colin Bullock, says this increase represents the strongest growth recorded since the April to June 2014 quarter.
Overall, the outturn for the July to September 2015 period largely reflected the positive impact of implementation of strategic investment projects involving road repair works and highway construction, hotel construction and expansion, with an estimated 2,500 rooms under construction, and the construction of new office space to facilitate the expansion of business process outsourcing activities.
He adds that increased production from the country's agri-parks allowed the stabilization of agricultural production despite the drought conditions experienced earlier this year. The manufacturing sector also showed signs of increased productivity. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, BOJ, Brian Winter, says the scheduled payout of $62 billion in bonds under government's National Debt Exchange Initiative will generate strong economic activity across the country. The bonds are scheduled for payment in February next year. Mr. Winter says the injection of cash into the financial sector, coupled with government's decreased demand for domestic financing, should prompt further expansion in loans to the productive sectors and grassroots consumers at affordable rates.
We would certainly prefer to see most of the upcoming liquidity injection in February flow into productive activity and also into the stock market. Indeed, we do expect that more and more stakeholders in both the private sector and also in the public sector are going to seek to take advantage of the opportunity to issue debt and equity to finance projects or to finance acquisitions.
Mr. Winter was speaking at the quarterly BOJ press conference Wednesday. The University of Technology, UTEC, has entered into a partnership with Sutherland Global Services, SGS, that will lead to job placements and scholarships for students at the institution. The agreement provides SGS funding for construction of an Earl While You Learn business process outsourcing BPO operation at UTEC's Papine campus. Under the initiative, students are trained and enabled to earn to sustain themselves, achieve academic expectations, and pay for their education. There is a similar facility on the University of the West Indies UWI Mona campus. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says Jamaican students will also gain technological skills from the agreement.
The advantages of the partnership are very significant at every level, therefore, because a great deal of technology transfer is going to take place, and that this should be done within the curtilage of the university is of great importance.
Reverend Thwaites was addressing the recent signing of the Memorandum of Understanding for the collaboration. And the turnaround times for map-based and land registration services provided by the National Land Agency, NLA, are expected to be further reduced with the addition of an $8.3 million printing system. The system, donated by Narada Jamaica Bauxite Partners and now in operation for a year, has gone through a series of tests and is now fully integrated into the NLA's information technology system architecture. Some of the NLA's internal business processes have also been modified to leverage the system's high technology capabilities, resulting in improved efficiencies and product quality.
Some of these modified business processes include the use of the system to scan and upload images of certified pre-check plans to the document scanning system database and to print copies of large format deposited plans for customers in the title section of the Land Titles Division.
Chief Executive Officer, National Land Agency, Elizabeth Steer. That was the JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.